Most popular dog names this year, always fascinating to me, but not just the most popular names, but how do you arrive at a dog's name? I love to know the story of how you come up with a dog's name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dog's names are sometimes even more creative than people names.
Well, you know, they should
be. There's like a restriction on people names that you kind of stay in a certain place.
What's Champ's origin?
Champ was a rescue.
Well, I know, but yeah.
The name that was on the crate where he was cowered in the back of when we met him was Champster. And I know, right?
We didn't want to call him
and
Champster.
I was like, love this dog, but absolutely not to Champster. I can't deal with that.
And you know, Jody and I always would keep the dog's name from the shelter if they knew it.
If they knew their name.
We might have changed one or two along the way, but not very many of them. Most of them came, you know, and if Chevy was Chevy. He was Chevy when we got him, our first boxer.
Well, he knew his name with the rescue organization we rescued him from. However, do you remember Stella, our pit bull Stella, what her intake name was? Meaning when a dog gets brought into the shelter, someone who was working there, and that's hard work, gives that dog a number and a name at intake.
Yeah.
She didn't know her name, and she was brought in December, and her name, I'll never forget it because Phoebe and I were like, we're changing that. Eggnog.
Oh, okay.
Remember that?
I forgot that.
As soon as they said, her name is Eggnog, Phoebe gave me that look like, no, it's not going to be if we take her.
That's a cute name, though, but yeah.
It was Stella. Stella became who she was.
Yeah.
So let's get to the most popular names. Now, this is according to doggy daycare provider Camp Bow Wow. They've analyzed their database of like 300,000 whatever campers they've had over the last year. For the third year in a row, Luna is number one.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that name.
It is a great name for a person, too.
Yeah.
Followed by Charlie, number two. Charlie's
really?
A big...
Why.
I got a friend who's got a dog named Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's just a good time name, isn't it?
good time Charlie. Yeah, of course.
And the third one on the list being Bella. Which means Max is finally out of the top three. And Max was the number one dog name forever, last couple of decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bella would be for a girl. Is Luna go both ways?
I think Luna's more for a girl, but anything goes with a dog's name, right? What about Gus?
Gus is a boy.
Do you named him?
My ex-wife and her kids were naming all the animals. They were naming all the pets for Disney characters.
Oh, cute. And that's
he's
a good...
Gus. The mouse from Cinderella.
Sweet. Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 6:50.
Coming up next, a lot of comments about you and Maddie, Sam, and your need to learn to pose.
Yeah.
Easy Easter recipes online for you at murphysamandjody.com. Proud of these, including Miss Judy's potato salad, which is really my favorite in the world.
Remember, though, you have to have a crowd for that one or an appetite.
Or you can
10
do
pounds
math.
Of potatoes.
You can do math and reduce it.
Yeah.
Does it taste the same when you do the math?
It does, but it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, it tastes the best when your mom makes it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, so true.
I never have been able to duplicate it.
It's because she makes it with her own special love.
Yeah, and she probably leaves something out. I'm not going to tell Sammy. He doesn't
possibly. Anyway, murphysamandjody.com for all of that.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
From our comments about your picture, Sam, of you and your daughter Maddie from over the weekend in her beautiful white dress. Oh, such a gorgeous dress.
By the way, that was our goofy picture.
I know. It's a fun picture.
Yeah. We had regular ones that were like, stand up.
Beautiful. I saw one of her holding a flower. It was beautiful.
Yeah. The stiff ones are the ones you have to pay a fortune for, right? Because it's the professional photographer.
Okay. So some of the comments rolling in. Mary says, beautiful young lady. Marilyn, great picture of both of you.
All right.
We agree. Judy says, she looks absolutely stunning and you don't look too shabby either, Sam.
That ain't my mom, is it?
No,
a different Judy.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I wouldn't let you know if it was Miss Judy. Denise says, love this and the soft side of Sam. Aw, it's really there.
Yeah.
Sometimes very soft.
Yeah, it's usually hidden.
What were you saying to me, though, about the pictures that you wanted to work on? Let's talk about that.
I've noticed this when I take pictures, especially with Maddie. And I've had it when I take pictures with y'all, too.
What?
I just don't have a pose. And I don't mean a forced pose. I just I never look natural in a picture. I tense up. And it's like my hand, around her waist or something.
Then work on loosening up.
It just never seems right.
Okay. Then get ready for the picture and then take a big exhale and then tell them to shoot it.
I probably need to like do a couple poses in the mirror to figure out where I need to belong.
I've seen comfortable pictures of you.
Every now and then we get one right.
Well, the comfortable pictures of you are the ones you're not ready for. The longer you have to pose for it, the more tight you seem to get wound.
Yeah, well, I was tightly wound this weekend.
You know, that reminds me of that episode of Friends where Chandler couldn't take a natural picture because it was just a fake smile and all that. Yeah.
You are Chandler.
Yeah, here we go.
Chandler.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
You guys trust me when I tell you you have to see a trailer for something to believe how beautifully done it is. Mm-hmm. Because here's another one that you really have to see. And it's coming to Apple, streaming a miniseries or a series event on Apple in April. It's called Franklin. And it is Michael Douglas as Benjamin Franklin.
The Congress has sent me here as a representative of the United States to elicit France in our war against England. America requires men, money, and arms. Without your aid, the United States will end before it has begun.
This is set in 1776, obviously, and guess what? It looks incredibly real.
Yeah.
Apple TV, Apple Plus, they don't mess around. Mm-hmm.
Is there a scene in the trailer where he's holding a kite with a string?
I was wondering about that, too.
And, you know, electricity.
Oh, I don't know about that. Maybe I missed that, but that would make sense.
And did the original Benjamin Franklin have a British accent, though?
I don't know.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
I have zero idea. I mean,
there aren't any recordings from that time.
Okay. Yeah.
Handy. So,
being the historian sort of that you are, aren't you interested in seeing this? And it looks like it has a little bit of comedy.
Depends. I have to give it a peek
and
see.
It's not an overly comedic thing. Yeah. Look for it on Apple TV Plus April 12th.
Coming up next, Sam is the food dude.
Got a lot of new drinks to tell you about. No, I haven't been drinking them, including a new Eclipse smoothie.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
Well, I already told you that Sonic is going to have that special float for the Eclipse. It's like a dark purple, black looking thing.
Yeah.
Well, now Smoothie King's got the Eclipse Berry Blitz Smoothie, and it is purple-ish blueberry. It's got a lot of blueberries in it, obviously. Nice. Bananas, blueberries, blueberry juice blend, and something called blueberry spirulina. You know what that is?
No.
Whatever it is, it's blue.
A lot of the Smoothie King drinks I get have the blueberries. They do the wild blueberries too, and all it's all good stuff.
Go check this one out. Tell us what it tastes like, Murphy. Also, Snapple's got an Eclipse drink. It's called Element Sun.
Okay.
Orange, pear, carrot. It's got a little star fruit and nectarine in it as well.
Okay. What is star fruit?
It's
one of those exotic sort of fruits
exotic.
That I don't buy and bring
like
home.
A star.
I've seen them.
Like passion fruit?
Well, not exactly like passion. Yeah. It's more like star fruit.
Okay. Reese's. International Delight has teamed up with Reese's for an iced coffee that is a Reese's peanut butter cup.
But it's in a can already, ready to go.
And they are hitting the shelves. At your favorite convenience store now.
So many choices.
But we've got more.
A can of Reese's peanut butter cups.
Starburst sparkling ice fruit drinks.
Oh, that sounds
delicious.
And they
are zero sugar. You got a cherry, lemon, strawberry, and orange.
I love those little drinks.
I know you do. Whenever I find and bring home ice, they're called the brand ice drinks. Murphy just like guzzles. So let me ask this. This is not an energy drink though, right?
No, it's just a sparkling water fruit drink.
Yeah. Nice.
And also Arizona Tea, they're now branching out into frozen stuff, Arizona Ice Pops. You can get the double popsicles, mucho mango, fruit punch, and watermelon.
Okay.
Yeah, me at mango.
And bring that green tea, and I'll take it.
You always have me at mango.
And the Girl Scout Thin Mint ice cream sandwiches from Chipwich. We've got another Girl Scout Thin Mint.
Oh.
And this has the little chocolate chips on the side.
You know why people will love that? Because of the frozenness of it. Because every time we talk about Girl Scout cookies, you know, we get messages from you on our Instagram and Facebook saying, you got to put Thin Mints in the freezer and then eat them.
Oh, I've had them that way.
Oh, yeah. That's where you store them, too, because to make them last all year long.
Right.
Yeah, that's a Girl Scout cookie trick for all cookies.
Yeah. Well, the trick is making them last all year long.
Yeah. Just don't look in the freezer till later.
Thank you, food dude. Coming up next, the three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Powered by Jackson Hewitt.
Number one, how to protect your eyes during the solar eclipse. It's very important you do
this. Step one, don't look at the sun.
Right. Whether you're directly in the path of totality or you're just viewing it from somewhere else, do not look directly at it without eye protection. It can burn the back of your eye, the macula, and that affects your straight ahead vision. And if you do look at it, it's permanent damage. It's not reversible. So make sure you buy and wear eclipse safe glasses from verified companies. Number two, the Carnival cruise ship Freedom is the same one that caught fire just a couple of years ago with people on board. And it just happened again the other day. Have you seen the video?
Yeah, I saw it on TikTok. And I was like, oh, this is that one from a
Same one. But this, it's not a replay. Smoke pouring. It was pouring out of one of the funnels of the Carnival Freedom while it was at port. And apparently witnesses there say it was just struck by lightning. Nobody was hurt. And the ship was able to make it to the Bahamas. No problem. And number three, this is not good for Sean Diddy Combs. Two of his properties were raided by the feds this week, yesterday, in Los Angeles and Miami. Homeland Security investigation said it's part of an ongoing investigation having to do with trafficking allegations. Mm-hmm. He wasn't home. Some people were led away in handcuffs, and there were people going in riot gear. Not good.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
You know, lately, you two girls have been complaining about dark circles under your eyes. So I did a little...
Meaning me and Sam?
Yeah, I did a little reading up on it for you.
I was born this way.
Me too.
Well, I know that you were born that way, Murphy, because you, you know, have always said, I have dark circles, and my mom had them too, and my mom's dad had them.
No, my mom's mom.
Your mom's mom.
And they were serious on her.
I don't think I developed them, but they're in the genes until
But you have started
years.
To notice them on you.
Yeah.
More recently, yes, Sam?
Mainly because we're doing these Murphy, Sam, and Jody videos.
I know.
And it's like, oh my God, look at me.
I don't see that. See, you see things that other people don't zone in on, hone in on. So let's get to it. You guys want to know? The skin there is the most thin, almost the most thin on the body.
I did know that,
eyes,
which
is
why.
And it's very sensitive. Right. And it's a discoloration thing. It's a pigment thing. It's either caused by a few things. Aging. Sorry to say it. Genetics runs in the family. It can. It sounds like both of you with that. And also fatigue. It's not really a sign of a medical problem. So you have, that's good news.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've always heard that it's genetic. And I've always heard about the thin skin
thinner
part
skin.
Of
that's
it.
Why when you, well, you wouldn't know this, but when you put concealer on, and you're a lady and you put concealer on underneath your eyes, you're supposed to do it very gently with like, you know, that ring finger so that you don't push that skin. Be delicate with that skin if you do skincare. Don't rub too hard on your face.
Is there any kind of cosmetic under eye procedure?
Yes. Yeah. You want to jump to that?
No.
About home remedies first.
Oh.
Cold compress, that really helps with puffiness.
Yeah.
You know, like even cucumbers, cool cucumbers. It's not just a cute thing.
Not something you see on TV.
I had a great trick one of my exes taught me.
Yeah. Spoon in the freezer?
Yeah, spoon in the freezer.
Yeah.
Put two spoons in the freezer and you're doing both eyes. Now, I'll tell you what.
Ah, that doesn't feel good.
Ouch.
Huh?
When you first do it, no, it is not good. You have to lean into it.
How long did you leave it there when you would do it?
Like 30 seconds.
And? Did you find that it helped?
I don't know if it did. Mentally, it did. I don't know if it physically did.
Okay. Another thing you can do that's a home remedy type thing is get more sleep. Prop your pillows up so that you are not, I don't know, you're propped up more so blood flow. Is one thing. But yes, there are topical creams that you can do, the ones that have like bleaching agents. And don't let that make you think of bleach in the laundry, but just agents. And then there are laser procedures too you can look into.
I am putting
to help with dark circles.
CeraVe on my eyes twice a day. Or I mean under my eyes, not on my
just, it burns.
Good. And then do it gently.
Yeah.
And then see how it looks like in when you're finished with the
tube.
Container.
So what is CeraVe?
It's a brand.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like dry wrinkle cream.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 7:50.
Coming up next, though, we'd love to hear from you, so jump in, 877-310-4MSJ. Love hearing from you. You can join us so many ways. You can email us at murphysamandjody.com or hit us up on Instagram or Facebook. This one coming in from Cherie. She says, going back to women noticing nail polish, I love the pop of color used for Maleficent, Angelina Jolie. I didn't notice this, but I saw that movie once, and I think I was tired. I brought the girls to see it, and I was like, can I take a nap? Anyway, they painted the underside red while the top was a neutral color. Whoa! That's cool. Thank you, Cherie.
Huh.
I'm going to have to ask for that at the nail salon.
Red.
Okay, this is from Mike. Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike.
This made me laugh. I'm a part-time rideshare driver, and I find that your show is the best to listen to.
Oh, well, that's really nice.
But I have to laugh because I remember looking you guys up online, your cover photo. Again, I've been listening for a year and a half. What I'm getting to is all this time, from the picture alone, I thought Murphy was Sam and vice versa. Huh. Until you posted, Jody, the St. Patrick's Day throwback picture. How funny that your mind, what you think you're listening to, is not the same as what you're actually listening to.
Yeah. Well, Sam and I have been confused for as long as we've been together.
It happens in real life, too.
Right, exactly.
He goes on saying, you guys are just great. I just thought Sam had the deeper voice. It's actually Murphy who has the deeper voice.
Yeah.
And bless you all. The writers love you, too. Thank you for that, Mike. That's very sweet. So, yeah, I posted a throwback picture of you and me and our girls on St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, I was noticing it looked like that was a ways back. You look the same to me. I look a little bit different.
Everybody always says that.
Yeah, and I'm the one in the picture with my daughter, Maddie.
That's correct.
You know, the other industry where I think that is crazy, and I know it doesn't make any sense because it's animation, but the first time that you see somebody who's voicing, like the guy who voices Winnie the Pooh or something like that.
Oh, yes.
It surprises you, but it's like, there's not any preconceived notion of what you should have other than it looks like Winnie the Pooh, right?
No, that's the problem, is that it is Winnie the Pooh to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you want it to be.
Yeah.
You don't want, think back to The Wizard of Oz. You didn't want to see that man back there. You wanted it to be
you
the
You know what?
Oz.
You're right. You don't want to see the wizard behind the curtain. You know?
No.
I can't imagine anything, you know, more creepy than knowing your favorite cartoon character and then seeing the voice behind it speaking to you all the time.
I want to let down.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike and Cherie. Keep it coming anytime. We love hearing from you.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider next.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
You know how we've been hearing that Jurassic Park is going to be revived, but not with any of the same people, like new stories, the whole story told again, but a whole reimagining and new actors, yay.
Uh-huh.
So Universal is apparently looking at some star power here. And the word is 2-time Oscar-nominated actress Scarlett Johansson is in talks.
As Black Widow or a normal person?
Black Widow does not go to Jurassic Park. No, as an actress. Mm. Wouldn't that be great? I love that. And by the way, the next... It's the 7th movie in the Jurassic universe, but it would be an all-new movie.
Yeah, right.
Subject being dinosaurs,
The dinosaurs get out and they attack
July
everybody.
Of 2025. No, there'll be a new story. Okay. Don't be like that. I also have info about Nicole Kidman coming back to another edition of 9 Perfect Strangers.
Welcome to Tranquillum House.
This creepy show based on the novel about a wellness resort and all the creepy stuff that's happening with all these people. It's a limited series. There's another chapter coming, and the word is, you don't have it unless you have Nicole Kidman, and she's in talks to come back. Hmm. So look for that. That one is also based on a book by Leanne Moriarty.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Something I won't do this week, hit the lottery.
You don't know that. But what is your first move if you do hit it? That first move on the way. What's the first thing you should do if you hit the lottery? You guys want to guess?
The first thing you should do? Yeah. Call an attorney.
Oh, that's high up on the list.
Pay off my mom's house.
Oh, that's sweet. Very sweet.
After I talk to the, financial professional to line it all up.
Right.
Make sure I do it right.
Apparently the number one thing on the list is neither of those. The number one thing is to keep your mouth shut at first and don't tell everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh.
Because the first thing that you're going to want to do, because we're emotional beings.
That would be difficult.
Call everybody and go, oh, gosh, I hit the lottery.
Yeah, right.
And all of a sudden you have cousins you didn't know about.
Correct. Or you just have complications, right? Money changes things. It changes people.
Yeah.
And you don't need that. So keep your mouth shut is the first thing. It's also one of the first gangster rules. Never rat on your friends and always keep your mouth shut. That's straight from Goodfellas. The other one thing, the next thing on the list is take your time claiming the money. Hire a team. The next thing on the list is yours, Murphy. Hire a team of experts, including a financial advisor, Sam, an accountant, and an attorney. You need a team, apparently, if you hit it big.
Well, yeah, you do, because that kind of money, it's not the kind of thing you just go put in the bank. It's not,
You have to learn. You have to learn a whole.
There
new...
aren't enough spaces on this deposit slip.
I want you to count those zeros.
Can you imagine being a financial planner and getting that call?
Yeah.
Like you'd probably be pretty excited because if you're working off of percentages and commissions.
You know how we all play the game, what would we do if we won? Yeah. I wonder if financial planners play the game of what would I do if my client called me and said they hit it?
Yeah.
I wonder if they play that game. Interesting question. An attorney as well. The other thing that happens to most people, and this is one of the rules that if you were to hit it, don't get impulsive.
Yeah.
Because don't most people go,
that's
you know
lottery
what, I
winners
want that Lamborghini all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens to a lot, although I think they finally just found the identity of the guy that won that huge one, the $1 billion lottery, and he lives in California.
Mm-hmm.
You know that? And he bought a house in the Hollywood Hills, but he actually wound up getting sound advice from a bunch of investors and is not, he's managing it like he's supposed to.
Good.
That's great. Yeah. So he's got his money making money for him, hopefully,
right.
Instead of being impulsive.
Right.
But I do love the paying off your mom's house. We all want to do that, right?
Yeah.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Jackson Hewitt.
Number one, the IRS says almost a million people have unclaimed refunds from the tax year 2020.
Hmm.
Why do you think that is?
2020.
COVID. 2020, that's why.
Yeah.
But the average value is about $930-something. So if you put off filing your return from 3 years ago, you could still have a check coming your way, but you need to get on it. Your deadline for that is this May 17th. Number two, even those crazy looking, if they look cheap, Eclipse sunglasses, they can actually be used again. So don't toss them.
For what?
They say stick them in a drawer somewhere. 10 years from now, they could work again. And there's actually a nonprofit called Astronomers Without Borders that will set up drop-off sites across the country so that glasses can be reused and recycled one day.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
All right.
And number three, are you hooked on impulse buying?
Yes.
How often do you do it? You don't have to admit
once
it.
Once a week.
But apparently it's always emotional. Impulse buying is always emotional, and it comes down to two feelings, who we want to think we are.
Hmm.
And who we want to become. So it's always emotional. Wow. If you can
stop, they hit that on the head.
They do. So if you can stop that pattern, maybe you will stop doing so much impulse buying. And by the way, Sam, once a week is not bad.
I'm buying.
Try once a day.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
From our Instagram page for you, Sam, Jackie wants to know, what's the name of the book that you said is your comfort food book?
Anthony Bourdain's Kitchen Confidential.
First
book he wrote and just shot him to stardom, got him the TV shows and everything.
So every chapter in that book is like a different food experience or restaurant experience?
It's usually a different place he worked at. And then there's one chapter, this is really great, where he talks about the food you shouldn't order at certain restaurants on certain days.
Oh, really?
You know, like seafood, they probably got a shipment in on Thursday.
Oh, that's
so
how you knew that trick.
If you order the seafood on Sunday, it's been there since Thursday.
Ooh.
Kind of thing. I mean, this is his experience.
Sure.
This is not
it's
all
a generalization.
Restaurants.
Yes.
Right. Well, it's his experience. It doesn't mean that it's true in every single case.
Right.
Okay, cool. I was mentioning this, and we put that in the Not So Serious Book Club for you, for anybody who wants to know, Jack, if you want to go grab a copy of it or anything like that. But I told you, Murphy, that I started reading a book this weekend that you were going to be proud of me for, because it's not in my lane. It's more in yours, even though I want some fiction.
So does this mean it's one I have read before? Or
no,
just
no,
in
I
my
don't
lane?
Think you ever have, because you would have told me about it. You've been quoting it to me, and I would know of it.
Yeah, because you'd be reading his copy.
True. Okay, so after I finished the Harry Potter series for the third time, I've been really just jonesing for something else to capture my imagination. Mm-hmm. And this is not in my lane, but I thought I'd give it a try because a friend of ours recommended it. It's called Unreasonable Hospitality. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever heard about it?
No, I've not heard this.
The remarkable power of giving people more than they expect.
Mm.
I downloaded it on my Kindle. It's this guy, Will Guadara, who graduated Cornell, runs one of the top restaurants in the country in New York City. And his whole thing is his story about how he got his restaurant up to, you know, compete with these other top
Michelin star
restaurants. Because he says there's great service, but there's also hospitality, and they're two different things.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the he would ask everybody that he worked with, what's the difference between service and hospitality? And this is a part of the beginning of the book. And he said the best answer he ever got was from someone who worked for him who said, great service is black and white, yeah. but hospitality is in technicolor.
Yeah.
And hospitality is about how people make you feel. And so it's not just for anyone in the food industry or the service industry. It's for anyone in business mm-hmm. to understand that with every interaction you are given, you have the opportunity to give someone an experience to make them feel a certain way.
So what's the name of the book again?
Unreasonable Hospitality.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider, and next, Sam has music news.
How does this grab you? Prince, the movie musical.
Mm.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzi.
There is a Prince musical movie in the works. If you remember, back in January, I told you they were going to take Purple Rain and adapt it to the stage.
Right.
So you're going to have a Broadway musical based on just Purple Rain.
So good.
His songs from that, and somebody else is going to write it up. But this is a completely different project. Ryan Coogler, if you know who he is, he directed both Black Panthers yes. and all the Creed movies. He's picked this up. He's going to produce it, and it's going to be a movie musical based on Prince as music.
I want to be your lover.
So much. Is it going to be 5 hours long?
I don't know.
It could be.
The only thing is, this has been apparently in the works with him since 2018.
Oh.
They still don't have a title. They don't have a director. They don't have actors. They just announced it to everybody that, hey, this is in the works.
Well, he always was writing about his own experiences. Like when doves cry, it's his mother and father he's writing about. Did you know that? The mom and the father. My mother's just too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's all about his real life.
I should listen to lyrics.
Yes, you should.
Moving on, how about this? Another fun 80s tour this summer. It's called Abducted by the 80s Tour. Wang Chung.
That's funny.
Also, Men Without Hats, if you want to do the safety dance.
Yeah.
The Motels are on this tour, and also Naked Eyes.
Oh, wow, that is a total retro kind of tour,
Abducted.
Huh?
That is pure 80s right there. And, Bruce Springsteen has resumed his touring schedule. You remember he canceled last year because of that peptic ulcer thing he had going on?
Yeah, that thing.
Throw that out.
A pretty serious thing, actually.
But he's changed up the tour, the performances, though. He said when they first started the tour in 2023, unlike other tours, he would just perform the same set list every night with one or two changes. And he said the fans were like, hey, we travel to the shows to see different songs. Kind of like Taylor Swift.
Yes.
So now that they're back on the road, he says expect that from this series. You're going to get all new stuff every night. And by the way, someone asked him about the stomach thing.
Yeah.
He says it was so bad he couldn't sing. You sing with your diaphragm. My diaphragm was hurting so badly that I could not sing. It was killing me.
Unreal. Mm-hmm. He definitely has enough of a catalog to do different shows.
Oh,
every
yeah.
night.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
This Michael Jackson biopic, the cast, it's getting serious. We know that Michael's nephew will be playing him, and that was the biggest one. But there are a lot of people that the world knows. And, you know, those casting decisions are going to matter.
Yeah.
So we've got Kendrick Sampson set up to play Quincy Jones. Very important. Kate Graham to play Diana Ross.
Huh.
Lorenz Tate will be playing Barry Gordy. The description of the film says it will be a riveting and honest portrayal of his life. And it opens April 18th
next year.
Wonder how
honest it's going to be.
I mean, yeah. You know, go and watch it and try to enjoy it. And then you make up your own mind, which is how you handle everything, correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Also, I have some Cillian Murphy news.
That is God. And that are the Peaky Blinders. Mrs. Sparkle,
what a voice.
Yeah.
From Peaky Blinders, from Oppenheimer, his Academy Award with Oppenheimer. The word is he's also attached right now to star in an adaptation of a novel called Blood Runs Cold.
Okay? Coal,
C-O-A-L. This takes place in the late 1960s in Pennsylvania's coal mines, chronicling an assassination that altered the history of America's labor unions.
Oh.
And he's starring in it, so look for it. And we'll remind you.
Jody, you were talking about the hot dog names for 2024.
Not hot dog names. Hot dogs is any. You
mean dog names that are hot. Top.
Head names.
Top
pet names.
Dog names.
Number one is Oscar Mayer.
Number two is Hormel.
Yeah.
No, the top three currently, right now, in the United States for dog names. Number one is Luna.
Yeah.
Precious. Number two is Charlie.
Yeah.
And number three is Bella.
Well, I have a Gus, and you know my Gus is getting on in years.
Yes.
My mom, I was talking to her on the phone, and she says, she keeps calling him a her, and his name is Gus, and it's like, it gets to a point where you just let it go.
But well,
she,
yeah, when a family member gets stuck on it, you can't change it.
Well, but, when I was a little girl, I thought dogs were boys and girls were cats. Cats were girls.
Oh, until, well, that makes total sense, actually.
You learn how biology works.
Yeah. I mean, little girl. If it was a big dog, I thought it was a boy.
I think that is sweet.
And actually, Murphy has gotten so bad that I just wind up saying she and her now.
Right.
Well, Gus, she's not bad.
Right.
Okay.
But she told me, you know, with Gus getting up there in years and not doing as good, so I need to get another dog.
Not yet. No, not now.
And I told her that. I was like, no. I'm not ready for that right now. I don't know how Gus is going to treat the other dog.
When you bring a new dog into an elderly dog's life, you need to be very careful because it disrupts their harmony, and everything is about energy to dog.
Especially if they've been alone for a long time like that.
10 years.
Yeah, right.
You don't want to make that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm in agreement with her that I'm not saying that you do it quickly. There's only your own time, but once there's no more Gus.
Yeah.
I do think that you and anyone, it's good for your life. It enriches your life to have a dog.
Yeah.
It has enriched your life. He has.
Yeah.
And no doubt it's painful when they, you know, pass, and it doesn't mean you have to get one immediately.
No.
But, you know, once you've been good to a pet like that, it's hard not to do it again, you know?
Now think about this, because this has occurred to me. If I get another dog once Gus goes, also naming him Gus.
Oh.
Just like as a tribute to Gus, the first Gus, and also I don't need to learn another name.
I was going
to
say that makes it easier on you.
Yeah.
That's not going to fix your mom's problem. You know?
It's not a female.